Why the Greens are not an anti-austerity alternative. Nick Chaffee, Socialist Party National Committee with Keir Starmer swinging Labour sharply to the right, support for the Green Party in the polls has risen in recent months. But what do they do when in power? Recent events in Brighton show they offer no alternative to austerity. The fact that the Greens' budget was voted for by the Labour and Tory councillors in Brighton tells you enough. Smaller in scale cuts are still cuts, another £1 million and 30 more jobs cut this year, with a further round of £10-13 million cuts next year shows that the Green Party has no strategy to confront austerity or capitalist crisis. Out campaigning for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, in the by-election in Hulligdean and Stanmer, we have met a lot of anger at cuts, the impossible level of rents, and the impact of covered austerity on jobs and poverty. Benefit claimants rose from 5,880 in March 2020 to 14,000 by the end of the year. Youth unemployment has risen 180%. Councils face an urgent task to meet the needs of working-class communities hit hardest by the pandemic, including the vulnerable, the young and the elderly. Rather than fight for a no-cuts budget and demand the government funding needed, the Greens supported the transfer of the local domestic violence service RISE and its £5 million budget to a corporate housing organisation with no experience in the field. Surely bringing this service back in-house would have been the better option, alongside other privatised services. Voted against own budget, the Brighton Green Party ran the council from 2011 to 2015, but has learned nothing from that experience, which led to six Green councillors opposed to cuts voting against their own budget. As TUSC outlined at the time, and continues to reiterate now, the only way to reverse the cuts is to set a budget, based on the needs of Brighton, drawn up by the council, trade unions and local communities, and demand that the government fund it. Launching a program of building affordable council housing, setting rent controls in the city, and building mass tenants organizations would be hugely popular. Such a stand would receive massive support, and put this weak government under enormous pressure to retreat. It would light a torch for others to follow across the country. We have found enthusiasm for our program from many of the people we have discussed within recent weeks. Our candidate, young worker Rob Somerton-Jones, has won support from many angry young people who are getting politically active. Brighton has seen huge Black Lives Matter protests and weeks of Kill the Bill demos for the right to protest. There has been a huge response in support of RISE, strikes at Brighton University against job cuts, and a determined campaign to stop the academization of Mulsa Keane Primary School. Brighton has a fighting tradition that is clearly visible. A fight by the council, now that united all this anger, focused around a needs budget that set out to tackle these issues, would get a tremendous repose. But only socialist policies point the way forward. As we have said before, you need to be red to be green,